Breaking news today on Jay Sekio Live. The ACLJ preparing to take its first action on these education and school issues that are plaguing parents across the country who have contacted us at aclj.org/help. Now we get into the next step. We're taking action. We'll talk about it today on Jay Sekio Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulo.
Welcome to Jay Sekulo Live. This is Jordan Sekulo. We are going to be taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. As you heard in the tease, you know, we've been contacted now by over 1,400 individual families, and that number grows every single day from 46 states plus the District of Columbia, who are facing significant hardships and various different hardships. But we've got those out. I think about 1,000 of those now have been assigned to ACLJ attorneys. The remaining cases that are contacts that have come in, we are just sent out a request to get some more information so we know how we could potentially help them because there wasn't enough info in their initial information they put in on aclj.org/help because we're, you know, as we sort through this. But one that rose to our attention, Dad, immediately was this situation out of Arizona in a school districts in Maricopa County, and that specifically the action will be taking today. And for some of you, when you're hearing this show, the action will have already been taken, is in the Gilbert Public Schools. So the governor there has closed schools at least through August 14th, maybe August 15th. So they're closed, but they are going to do virtual learning. And if you pay in Gilbert's public schools for elementary school students, K through 8th, and it's happening in 9 different campuses in Gilbert public school system, if you pay $165 a week, Dad, you get to send your kid to school. They get to be with their friends. And, of course, you get to be on your normal schedule. And Gilbert's not making an exception and saying, hey, this is because it's a longer program, and saying, so if you need the early morning program and the evening program, well, that's something parents always paid for out of pocket. It wasn't free. That was not the normal state constitution guarantee of an education. But what about those students whose parents are just looking for their kids to be in that classroom environment, be on their normal schedule, you know, whether it's 8:30 to 2:30 there, something like that. And why are they having to pay the same amount of money as those who might need extended time? And our clients have said if they need that extended time, they're happy to pay the same fees they were paying the year before for whether it's the early morning and evening or both.
Well, here's the ridiculous nature of this. You're paying taxpayer dollars for the schools to operate, which means you drop your child off. They have teachers. They have physical education, art, and music. The school facilities are open. You sometimes pay for the lunch program, and that's paid for by your taxpayer dollars. Now the school district decides, and again, we're not questioning their decision on whether they can open or not. They decide now we're not going to open, but what we're going to do instead is actually we are going to open. But instead of having teachers, so we're not even spending that money, we're going to do this. We're going to charge you to bring your child to the school that he's assigned to that we can't open for school, but we're opening it basically for daycare, which begs the question, then why can't you open it for school? So again, when parents are faced with these dilemmas, they need help. And the help they need is something that we can do and are doing firsthand at the American Center for Law and Justice. And we are taking an initiative today to the school board. It goes, Jordan, today.
It goes today. And, of course, we will see the school board's response. We may have to appear before the school board. We also then always reserve the right for litigation. That's in the letter as well. I mean, so if the school board is not cooperating and doesn't see the absurdity here, even in some of these schools out of these 9 are going to virtually bring in the teachers and still charge the students extra to go. I mean, this is absurd, folks. And we're doing this. We can represent these families because you support the ACLJ. It's the final day of our matching challenge. Donate right now at aclj.org. Double the impact your donation, aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
About it. We are taking action. First action, you know, we've had over 1,400 individual parents contact us just since I was first on. Will, you can pull that data. I was first on with Steve Hilton on Fox News, and we gave out the aclj.org/help, which has always exists. It's how we get a lot of our cases. As people go there, they fill out their information, they get contacted by an ACLJ attorney. We figure out if we can help them, if it's a legal matter or some other kind of administrative matter that we can assist them with, or point them in the right direction. If we're not the right group, we'll do that as well. But when we do accept them as clients and they agree to be clients, you know, we do it at no cost because of your financial support of the ACLJ. And if you're just joining us, I just want to remind you, out of those 1,400 contacts that have come in, you know, we've done a lot of work with them, researching each of these state laws, local laws, how the federal laws come into play, where to start on these different issues, because these are a host of hardships these parents are facing. And the first one we're taking action on, and we'll be talking to Ben Sisney, who's one of the lead attorneys on this case in Arizona, in the next half hour of the broadcast, is in Arizona. And it's that ridiculous situation where Arizona schools are at least not able to open, the governor has said, public schools until mid-August. But the Gilbert Public School System, which is in Maricopa County and operates 9 elementary campuses, is going to open their schools, but it's going to be called GPS, so Gilbert Public Schools Child Care. Now, you might hear that say, oh, it's just paying for child care. August 5th to the 17th, well, that's when school normally would be in session. So that's where your taxpayer dollars, you know, school is guaranteed to be free. It says it in the state constitution of Arizona. And it's not just child care that they're offering. You know, we started digging into this. There's a reason why you'd want your student if you felt comfortable with COVID. But there's a reason why, not just because you needed to be back on your normal schedule, but also because the learning opportunity is different. This is not just childcare. This is school. Listen to what they're doing. So starting on August 5th, you could go 2 days a week, 5 days a week, 3 days a week. I mean, it's up to you. And you pay if you're going per week. So it's $160 per week, $105 if you go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, $70 if you go Tuesday, Thursday. but and it's at nine different schools. Ashland Ranch, if you live out there, Canyon Rim, Carroll Ray, Findlay Farms, Mesquite El, Playa del Rey, Sonoma Ranch, Spectrum, and Superstition Springs. So it starts on the same day that students would have started public school. And its hours are 6:30 to 6 p.m. Now, what they've done there is they've included the time period that parents do have to pay extra for their students to go to school earlier and stay later. What they're not offering is an opportunity to just have the normal school day be offered, which is 8:30 to 2:30 most days of the week. I think each of them, they have like a Wednesday or Thursday that has a little bit shorter of a day. But that time period is not offered for free. And look at what they're going to be doing in class. And I say in class because that's what they call it. The class size and student grouping. This is from their website of Gilbert Public Schools. There'll be 10 students assigned to each classroom. And you can even request what students or family members or friends you want to be in that classroom. There's going to be a curriculum. Does that sound like childcare to you? There's a curriculum. Daily activities include active games, arts and crafts. Because remember, we're talking about elementary school here. Gaming, along with structured times for online coursework completion and support. All of that you won't be getting if you are still a taxpayer, paying, which we all are, paying for public schools, with a student in Gilbert Public Schools that are doing this. You'll be getting that online ability to learn, but you know what you won't be getting? Arts and crafts, active games, along with structured times. So that structure that's so important for kids, and actual assistance with the completion of coursework, and you actually get support. You actually select one of three schedules and maintain the schedule. You get billed monthly. I mean, this is absurd. And again, this would be the same time the normal school year starts, yet they're saying if you want your kids to be able to be back in the classroom and get that assistance and make it feel like life is a little bit more back to normal and get your life back on schedule, you got to pay us up to $160 a week in Gilbert per student. So if you got a couple of students in K through 8th, I mean, that's a lot of money. And we got Harry Hutchinson on joining us right now. I mean, Harry, the economics of this, there's reports out, you know, these teachers' unions. So in Gilbert, they're trying to be creative. I think they just went way over the line. That's why we're taking action first with not even giving parents an option to go for free, to drop their kids off for free during the normal school hours. And then, of course, they'd be willing to pay if they needed the extended hours and whatever that would usually have cost last year. But now we have reports of teachers' unions in places across the country saying, not only do we not want to go back to school because we don't think it's safe, we don't want to be doing virtual teaching because we don't want to spend too much time in front of a computer screen. Harry?
Absolutely. So one of the key issues, which is highlighted by Arizona's absurd program, essentially charging students for education, but then claiming that educational work constitutes childcare. In addition to that, we should note that as the nation heads back toward its back to school season, public teachers unions and many teachers are wary of returning, despite the fact that public school children in other parts of the world have generally returned to the school safely. And that may, in fact, be okay if indeed public schools are willing to provide alternative sources of education to school kids. But here is where it gets really absurd. Public school teachers, particularly those who are in the American Federation of Teachers Unions, they not only oppose returning to class, but equally clear, they are wary of engaging in online instruction as well. So in essence, we have public school teachers who wish to get paid while depriving students of an education. And keep in mind, students have a constitutional right in most states to a free public education. So this whole approach by public school teachers and teachers unions makes no rational sense. And the Arizona program, and a similar program in California highlight the absurdity of what we are doing to school-age kids and to their parents.
In the letter that the school district, Harry, will be receiving and the superintendent will be receiving today from the ACLJ, because you can do it via email and, of course, FedEx as well, you know, we say that on behalf of our clients, the ACLJ urges the Gilbert Public Schools to provide GPS childcare classroom school facilities access to the children from August 5th, 2020 to whenever on-campus learning resumes free of charge. If GPS insists that a fee will nevertheless be charged, the ACLJ urges that GPS reduce the fee to reflect only the classroom access before and after normal school hours, because that would be traditionally how they had operated. In the event GPS declines to provide classroom access on school premises free of charge, please provide an explanation as to your statutory basis relied upon by the Gilbert Public Schools to charge a fee for classroom access on school premises during normal school hours, and a justification for any decision declining to waive a fee. And because of the urgent nature of this matter, we've asked that they respond by Monday, August 3rd. Monday, that's this Monday. And of course, when you send these letters out, it's signed by me, but we've also got on there an Arizona attorney letting that school district know this is not just a letter of recommendation, Harry. This is a letter saying, we want to hear your explanation. We want to see what your arguments are, because we may very well have to. We don't. We hope they make the right decision, Harry, and this can be solved easily. But we reserve that right always to take them to court.
Absolutely. And so your letter is spot on. And so the quintessential question is, what is the school district's explanation for charging parents for educational access? This move by the Gilbert Public School System directly contravenes Arizona constitutional precedent. You have cited at least three constitutional cases in Arizona establishing the parents' right and the children's right to a free education.
Folks, we come back. Harry will keep joining us, too, and talk about the bigger aspect of this. I mean, you've got, you know, places like 538 saying this is the end of the working mom, you know, the way the schools are operating this way. Support our work. This is the final day of our matching challenge. We're taking action now. ACLJ.org. Double the impact of your donation. That's ACLJ.org. We need your financial support.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
So, folks, on this final day of our matching challenge, so it's such an important month for the ACLJ in July, because every donation that comes in at aclj.org that you make is effectively doubled. You know, you've heard me say this before. I don't want to keep repeating it and bore you with it. But again, what it means to have a matching challenge, and you might see this sometimes from like political campaigns, but ours is even more simple. See, we have a group of donors that agree in advance that they will match each donation that comes in through the month of July. So that's every donation that comes in through the month of July. Doesn't matter if it's a $5 donation or a $10 or $20 or $40 or $50. So that means if you make your $5 donation online right now at aclj.org, that donor is going to match that. So it's really like a $10 donation, because that donor who said, "I'll agree to match," is not donating unless there's something to match. So if you make your $20 donation, they match it. And so you're charged $20, your tax-deductible donation, online, safe and secure at aclj.org. This is the final day to do it. And again, you're charged $20, but it's like $40. If you get $50, that's like $100. I mean, $500 bucks if you were going to make a bigger donation today, if you're thinking about doing that, because of all these cases that we've got going on. That actually, all you're charged is $500. And you get that tax-deductible donation. But that really, for the ACLJ, just became $1,000. I don't think I've ever gone up that high, but I know there's folks out there who are those who are in good financial positions. Those of you who are not, by the way, do not spend your money right now on these donations. If you are facing tough economic times because of COVID, we're not asking you to donate. We're talking to folks who have the resources and the ability to make these donations, because it's a good time for them to do it, because doubling the impact of their donation at aclj.org. And just think about it. It was July 12th. Okay. So what, 19 days ago that I first appeared on Fox News with Steve Hilton on The Next Revolution. And I appeared the next week as well. So on the 19th. And then this past weekend, he just did an update on how many cases or contacts had come in across, and showed the map across the country. Maybe we could put the map up for people. We're in 46 states right now in D.C., and the number is growing. Now we're over 1,400 plus parents who have contacted us at aclj.org/help. But I just want to encourage you to understand, I mean, we are working. That was the first time. That was the first map. Then it expanded. So we've gone from that to 46 states. We can put that map up in a second too. That's map number one. That was like the first, the second time I was on Steve's show in just 1 week, how many contacts we received. And then on this past weekend, it was up to 46 states plus DC. Do we have that ready to go, guys? Not yet. Okay. But I want to show it to people. But let me go to Harry, because Harry, now we're taking action. And this Arizona matter is the first one we're taking action on, because it's so timely. It involves something that needs to be resolved quickly for the clients we represent. We're going first to the school superintendent, Dr. Shane McCord. We hope always, Harry, in these situations, that the school board understands our reasoning, that these parents are happy to pay for the extra care, like if it's early care or later care. But if they just want that normal school experience for their child, and we now see that's what they're doing. It might be a virtual teacher, but they got activities and games and people in there helping them complete the virtual learning, something they're not going to get at home, or their parents would definitely bringing in people to do, which these are families, again, who can't do that. And they need to be able to send their kid, if it's open, which it is, to public school. They can't just change their name and turn themselves into something else, like a private school.
Absolutely. So, Jordan, you have framed the issue extremely well. Here, the Gilbert Public School District, contrary to Arizona Supreme Court precedent in 1933, 1973, and 1996, plans to charge parents for their children's access to their constitutionally protected right to a free public basic education. In our considered view, it appears beyond question that the Gilbert Public School District has announced its intention to violate the law and to violate the state constitutional rights of school-aged children. And as a consequence, the ACLJ has taken action in the form of a letter while reserving our right to initiate litigation on behalf of aggrieved parents. In essence, the Gilbert Public School District wants to have it both ways, to provide schooling through online learning at a public school facility, but then to charge parents for the privilege of access. This approach is exactly backwards. If the schools can open safely, then it strikes me that they should provide the educational experience for the kids free of charge, whether it's online or in person. Here, they want to have it both ways. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I want to read this part from our letter to the Gilbert Public School System. Now, this is from Gilbert Public School's own website. So they talk about their Global Academy. That's the full-time online program they're offering to students. And there's issues with a lot of those, by the way, folks, because of tech issues. Do you have the right technology at home to actually be able to handle this kind of bandwidth? What, you know, we're talking about elementary school students while looking at cameras and learning. So being able to go to a classroom and getting assistance with that kind of learning is a big difference. But they're charging for it. Public schools aren't supposed to do that. And so this is what they say. For students that select flex or in-person on campus, for their return to school, Learning Model School will begin August 5th online, and on August 17th, they hope these students will transition back to our campuses and their chosen learning model, or they're going to keep doing it the way they think they can keep doing it. During the 8 days of online learning, students will be working with their classroom teachers and classmates. Online learning will be interactive and led by their GPS teacher. It will not be the same as remote learning delivered at the end of the last school year. So they're saying they tried to improve on the online at-home learning. I mean, that's why, Harry, I think what they did here, for folks out there, I don't have time right now, you know, what they did here wasn't bad in the sense that they've upped their online learning. They're providing this in-person environment that helps your students through the online learning. The problem is that they're charging you for the classroom environment. That's the legal problem. And that's why we're asking them in the letter, tell us how you're basing your authority to do this. Dad, this is the time for people to support the work of the ACLJ.
Well, it sure is. We've been talking about the situation with the schools and the 1,400 families we're helping. We mentioned earlier this week we've been in court. We got a great decision in a FOIA case, getting down to the nitty-gritty on the deep state. We now are looking at potentially filing a brief in the Flynn case at the Court of Appeals. Your support for the ACLJ today, the last day of our matching challenge campaign, is critical. You go to ACLJ.org, and any amount you donate, we get a matching gift form. What that means is if you donate $20, we get $40. $40 is $80. $80 is $160. Some have given $1,000 if they're able, and it's $2,000. So I encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. We've got our lawyers are handling right now in the school cases alone, 1,400 files. ACLJ.org to stand with these families.
Go to ACLJ.org and donate today to be.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.